It is being challenged at the Supreme Court, and members of the new Republican Congress want to repeal it. But Obamacare gets a second chance tomorrow. That's when the new open enrollment in the government-sponsored health exchanges begins. The Obama administration is expecting more than 3 million new enrollees and almost 6 million return customers. As NPR's John Itzde reports, the system faces some challenges, but the government says it is ready.
Kevin Counihan is the new CEO of healthcare.gov.
We're ready to go.
Counihan headed Connecticut's successful Obamacare exchange and was named to head the federal website less than 3 months ago.
We have learned a lot from last year. We've had testing by the insurance companies. We've had independent testing. We've had end-to-end testing. We've had stress testing. We've kicked the tires on this thing.
No one expects a repeat of last year's disastrous launch. And Counihan says there are new features that will make the user experience much better.
In the past, we had around 76 screens that an applicant had to work through before they could enroll for coverage, and that's now been reduced to 16.
That should please Katie Garcia.
Last year, I remember I tried pretty hard to set up an account, and I actually wasn't ever able to.
Garcia is a 33-year-old dentist in Lincoln, Nebraska. Her employer doesn't provide coverage. Last year, her personal insurance policy was canceled because it didn't meet the Affordable Care Act standards. That's because it didn't cover much. But then Garcia was allowed to extend it for a year, and she did because it was cheap. Now she regrets it.
It was a bad call. I ended up requiring two surgeries this year, and I got hammered by medical bills.
Between $15,000 and $20,000 in out-of-pocket costs. This week, Garcia browsed the healthcare.gov site again.
I do like the website. I'm impressed by it. I think they've made a lot of nice changes. I like all the links that you can jump around on. Everything's really nice and clean.
Garcia is part of a group that the administration hopes will boost Obamacare numbers this year. People whose nonconforming policies were canceled last year, then given an extension by President Obama. But most of the traffic on the website will likely be returning customers. A few months ago, the administration was touting an auto-re-enrollment feature, which allows current policyholders to continue their coverage without doing anything. But now, the administration is urging them to revisit the website. Here's healthcare.gov's Kevin Counihan again.
Current policyholders should come back to healthcare.gov, update their income, update any changes in their family status, and shop and compare, and see if there are new and better deals out there.
Robert Leshefsky of Health Policy and Strategy Associates, who's been a critic of Obamacare, agrees.
There have been so many changes in the plans this year and so many changes in the baseline plan that determines subsidies that people really do need to go in and re-enroll.
Leshefsky points out that most states are seeing changes in the benchmark plans that are used to calculate subsidies. That means that even if your current insurer doesn't raise your premium, your subsidy could go down and you could end up paying more for your health insurance. Leshefsky also points out that while open enrollment extends through February 15th, in order to have your insurance take effect at the beginning of the year, you need to make a decision by December 15th, just 30 days from now.
We could have 8 million people trying to go through healthcare.gov in a 30-day period when before we did it over many months. So we could have a problematic open enrollment, even if the technology for healthcare.gov works fairly well.
CEO Kevin Counihan is confident the system can handle the challenge. One reason is that re-enrollees will have to enter just a small amount of new information. And he says most current customers can save money by doing some comparison shopping. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.